Lesson 4. Employee onboarding and orientation process. You want to make the first days on the job as stress-free and exciting as possible. With the right approach, you can have your new hire chomping at the bit to get to work and be productive. You want them to know that they will be trained, given clear directions and expectations, understand the goals of the department, and will be part of a team. You want them to feel comfortable and not feel like they are in the way. Make sure you give the employee who will be training the new hire plenty of advance warning. This shows respect for both individuals. Make sure the trainer takes it easy for the first couple of days and encourages the new hire as much as possible. Do not let the new hire train with someone who is too busy or will share any ill feelings they might have with the company. Here are 10 tips to use whenever dealing with a new employee. First tip. Gladly welcome the employee the moment they arrive. Shake their hand with a hearty welcoming tone. Second tip. Chances are they will be nervous and already stressed by filling out all of the new hire forms with HR. Offer a cup of coffee or something to help make them feel at ease. Third tip. Walk the employee around the building and introduce the new hire to your staff as a welcomed addition to the team and company. Fourth tip. Give a brief history of the company and where you feel you're headed. Explain how it works, describe the products and/or services you provide, talk about the competition, etc. Fifth tip. Go over the department and company's goals and objectives. Sixth tip. Go over the job functions and responsibilities. Seventh tip. Give absolute clear expectations of the employee's role in your department and company. Stress for attention to detail on every aspect of the job. For example, you expect nothing but world-class customer support with excellent documentation. If you have set up a probationary period, now would be a good time to discuss immediate expectations. Eighth tip. Cover any rules or regulations that HR did not cover. This includes any safety policies and procedures. Ninth tip. Talk about the schedule, the person, or people who will be doing the training. Seating and computer arrangements, etc. This is also the responsibility of the employee's direct supervisor. Tenth tip. Make sure a positive and welcoming feeling has been established, and shake the employee's hand with a sense of value and ensuring confidence.